connection to the sea. Feel the connection. Whoa, oh, oh, I say, I feel the connection to the rising sun. Feel the connection. And when it's done, feel the connection.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the My Wave podcast. Hope you've been enjoying what we've been putting out. It has been fun to do. I am sitting here on location at Aussie Island. They are our sponsor for this episode. AussieIsland.com is where you can check them out on the internet. If you are in the Wilmington area, you can find them off of Market Street and New Center over by Target, as well as Wrightsville Beach, across from Tower 7 Restaurant, across from Wings, right there on the corner as you come in that south bridge into Wrightsville Beach. They've been in the area for 31 years, and we're going to be talking to one of their team riders today, Seth Pravat. And he's going to fill us in on some details. But before we get into hearing his wave story, now really just his story is kind of interesting. Just catching up here, never met the guy. We've crossed paths, but really never met him. And he's a skater turned surfer in the last few years. So I can't wait to hear how all that has come about. He's got some sponsors, and we'll hear about those as well. But hey, if you have been enjoying what you've been hearing and you'd like to support the cause, you can do so very easily at buymeacoffee.com/mywave. buymeacoffee.com/mywave. And you can buy me a cup of coffee. It's $5. Buy me 2 for $10. 5 for $25, however that quick math goes. But yeah, very quick, very easy, and I appreciate all your support. But let's get on in to this conversation tonight with Seth Pravat. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Absolutely. So,
Aussie.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Aussie. Anything you'd like to add to the Aussie Island plug?
Oh, man. I mean, this shop has just been like family for me. I started out working here when I was 17, 18 years old. I'm 25 now, and they've just always been family. I haven't even really worked here much over the last few years, and they've just always been like family. It's
really?
Like coming here and hang out.
Yeah.
Best friends still with all these guys in here, and just couldn't say anything. They're the best, man.
That's awesome. So. That's awesome. That's the rumor I'm hearing. Very family oriented.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That's cool. So yeah, come on down and check them out. AussieIsland.com and find their locations in Wilmington and Wrightsville Beach. So Seth, I'm here interviewing the team riders.
Yeah.
And we're talking about their most memorable wave.
Yeah.
But as you and I just got introduced, you're more of a skater.
Yeah.
But within the last 3 years, surfing has become more of a passion, less of a, I mean, what, how would you compare the two?
I jumped on here with Aussie, like I said, like working for a little while and got on the skate team, and skateboarding was always something that was super competitive, and it was always a really good time, and I still love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always something that I'd realized as I've grown over the years, I did kind of like for approval from people. And I still love to do it, and I've figured out how to like escape that like mindset. But more than anything, surfing is kind of like became a place for me just to get back to a playground, like when I was little.
Okay.
You know, and have a good time.
Yeah. So skating started for you as just something that is sweet, cool.
Yeah.
Seeing videos, looking at the magazines, and seeing all these tricks and stuff, and that got you into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started competing and stuff, got on. And you kind of lost your.
Yeah, I kind of just realized that I didn't want to, like, on a more spiritual level, I didn't want to live for the approval of man.
Okay.
You know, and it was like, that was kind of a place where I found some kind of fulfillment. And what I realized is it wasn't really enough.
Okay.
You know? And so over time, just as I grew and started walking with Jesus more, I really. Mm-hmm. Understood that, like, I just wanted to have fun. I just, like, with that kind of stuff, with board sports, like, I just wanted to have fun, and it was a place for me to really express myself. It was a place for me to just get in the water and not care about what people thought for the first time in a long time. And it was actually, like, the water was a place of, like, a place where I just found more freedom.
Okay.
So
yeah, so when was your first paddle out?
Oh man, it was like, I remember I woke up So I, when I was doing all the skating stuff, I had lived with roommates for 3 or 4 years, uh-huh. and my roommates had always tried to get me to surf. They took me out maybe once or twice, and I just wasn't really feeling it. I was like, I just want to be at the skate park right now. Like, why do you have me out here? I look like a fool, like, you know. And I was probably like 21 or 22 uh-huh. the first time, and I remember like the first time I actually paddled out and caught a wave. My roommates came and busted in my room at like 8 a.m. and they were like, Seth, we got to get you out there. Like, let's just go. Let's just try and just come with us. They like threw me a wetsuit top. It was like April 2017, 18, uh-huh. something like that. And I went out and I was like, didn't have any expectations. They just put me out there, didn't tell me how to do anything. I was on a wave storm and I just like saw this wave coming. And they had tried to tell me when to paddle while I was out there, and it just wasn't happening. And then one time I was like, I'm just going to paddle off by myself and figure this out. And I did. And I caught the first wave, and I was like, it was like from then on, it was like I couldn't. It was like I had to be like learning this thing. I had to surf. It was like the only thing I wanted to do. And I still skated a bunch, but slowly, it was like became a thing where I was like, all my friends surf, all my roommates surf. This is like where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
very cool. Yeah. What do you find as similarities between surfing and skating? And then maybe we can explore differences, but similarities.
Similarities I've found more the more I've progressed. So with skateboarding, like, it helped me progress with surfing a lot faster mm-hmm. than I expected. And so just as I got down to smaller boards and stuff, it's felt more on that end. As I've gotten on a shortboard, I have a little 5'6" maker now, and that thing is just whips and turns like it's so much fun.
Yeah.
So, and so that has kind of been the similarity more, is when I've gotten down on shorter boards and it's mm-hmm. felt like I have more control and more play. But at the same time, like when I'm on like a bigger board, which I haven't had it in a while, but mm-hmm. I also kind of feel, it feels like I'm cruising a bowl in the same way, where I'm you know, I'm kind of just going with the flow of the ramp. And so that's kind of like some of the similarities. I guess.
Yeah. So those that are out there listening, you know, you've ever tried a longboard skateboard, I kind of like just go for a cruise.
Yeah.
Bomb a couple little hills around here or something.
Yeah.
Not a lot of tricks, not a lot of anything. It's just going and flying. Did you say that's similar to being on a longboard?
Yeah, I'd almost compare it to just like cruising down the street, even just on like a trick board where I'm like bombing a hill somewhere. It's like, that's kind of what a longboard would feel like, or a little fun board shape for me would feel like. It's just like, I'm just like cruising the city, which is like one of my favorite things to do, is just me and my friends, we'd take trips to Atlanta and just cruise the city till 2 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like comparable for me on that.
I got you.
Yeah.
What would you say some of the differences?
Oh, man, some of the differences is like trying to turn a big board and being used to having so much play. I think also too, just definitely differences is, it does not hurt as bad to me, unless it's a bigger day. And then, man, I think it's like, I always had like a fear of water growing up. Like, just didn't really get to swim a ton. And so it's like, it's really challenged me to step out of a lot of fear. You'd think like that I would have from skateboarding more and just like ramming the concrete, but it feels like skateboarding, I have more control of like what's going on, and it's like I can determine the outcome better. But with surfing, it's kind of like, go out on any given day, I don't know what's gonna happen,
right?
You know,
right? And that's the unique thing about being out in the ocean. Every day is different. Every wave, even within the day, as the tides change, as the wind shift, as the swell direction moves around, because of the sand on the bottom, everything changes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go to a skate park, it's a static environment.
Yeah.
You know, and if you try, you know, 10 times to do this one maneuver, it's you can do it, because that structure is not moving. But in the water, it's a total different element.
Totally.
Yeah. So that's definitely a difference. Not just the surface that you smack the weight and you smack the water, it stings, but you go through it. You smack the concrete, you're not.
Well, yeah. And then that's the thing too. I lived in Hawaii for about a year, and like surfing out there on the Big Island, like just all reef, it was like, I'd never been on reef before. I'd always been on the East Coast. Moving to Hawaii for a year, that was like the most I'd ever been away from home. And so it was like, just not even understanding like what was under me, and then like seeing how much more power is behind the wave out there, and then you're just at the whim of whatever the water does. So
very cool. So a few years ago, roommates got you out in the water. And you kind of bit into a new passion.
Yeah.
How has your surfing progressed from that first Wavestorm wave to today?
Well, I started out on a Wavestorm, like I said, for like a month or so, maybe a month and a half, and then just kept going to Ozzy's rental shop down mm-hmm. at the beach and just downsizing, like every time I felt a little bit more comfortable. And so I ended up on like a little 7-foot, like bright yellow hot curl, like foam board, just like looked ridiculous out there. And just hated that board, but I was like so determined to figure it out because I was like, I hate being on this thing. Because it's like you, when in the skateboarding world, you walk in and you're like, at that point, it was like, okay, like, you know, I walk into the skate park and there's like, I know that I'm pretty decent at this, and mm-hmm. and I don't have any, like, it's like you've gotten over the fear of feeling like a kook for the longest time,
right?
And then this is like, I got this bright yellow banana board and I'm like, I gotta like swallow all my pride all over again and just figure it out. And that was for another 2 months on that board. And then I remember I had a 6'4", gosh, what was even the name of that board? It was a thruster setup. It was one of Dean's old boards, dude. Like they had it sitting in the back of the rental shop, like it was a rental. But come to find out later, it was one of Dean's old boards.
Do you see it in the ceiling here?
No, I think I have. He probably took that thing home because people were probably still trying to take it out.
Because we're looking around the Aussie Island Surf Shop here, and how many boards would you say are up there in the rafters?
Oh man, it's got to be 100, 200 for sure.
There's a bunch of boards.
It's like Hall of Fame,
yeah,
East Coast.
It'd be cool to hear somebody who knows the story behind all of them,
dude. Yeah, that's definitely a question for Zach or Dean or Chris.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to get them to talk about the ceiling,
dude. It's nuts.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to check it out, come on down to the New sure. Center and Market store and just check out the old boards in the rafters.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting lost up there right now. So anyway,
it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was on that board. In a minute, it'll come to me what kind of board it was. I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't even care at that point. but it was like a 6'4" thruster setup. It had a little swallowtail on it. And mm-hmm. I remember I caught like my first hurricane swell on that. This was okay. Like 5 months later. And I remember like dropping into my first like chest high wave on a shortboard and just like going down the line for like 100-150 yards and just being like, that was the most insane thing. I was probably way too far out in front of the whitewash, like just like leading way too far ahead and everything. But I just remember getting off that wave and being like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, that was like July, and then I remember 2 months later I bought another little shortboard for my friend Steven. And that was like, it was a 5'6" lost bottom feeder. I'm trying to sell it right now if anybody wants it. It was a quad setup. But that thing, I took it out on, gosh, what was the name of that? Was it Florence maybe? I don't remember. What
3 years ago was Florence.
I think it might have been right before Florence, or maybe it was the next year. I can't even remember now. But I've been on that board a little 5'6" for a while, and it felt super skatey. Had so much fun on that. And then I had a 510 Roberts that I bought shortly after that. Mm-hmm. Little, like, I think it's like black dump truck or something. I don't even know. Thruster. And then I just had a blast on those boards for a little while. And that Roberts had literally been through like 5 or 6 different people. Like stringer was like 2 inches up off the thing.
It had been compressed down so much.
Yeah, I haven't even surfed that thing forever. I just sold it the other day for another person to go through for like $80. And then moving out to Hawaii, I was out there for 3 months at the beginning of 2020. And I didn't surf much out there cause I was a little intimidated at mm-hmm. first, and most of my friends out there skated. So I picked up skating again a little more back then, and ended up going back to Hawaii at the end of 2020. And that's when I surfed more. It turned out going back that time was I had more friends that were surfing then.
Okay.
So,
what took you to Hawaii?
I was with a missions organization called YWAM, Youth of the Mission.
Yeah.
So I did a discipleship training school with them for 3 months. And then I was supposed to go on outreach to go to South Africa, mm-hmm. For another 3 months, but they sent us home because of COVID.
Right.
So then I went back in September of last year. And I was in a secondary school there. And so my small group leader had lived there for, he lived in, he like had lived in Hawaii total for like 10 years, but he was originally from Chicago, lived in Washington for a little bit, picked up surfing when he was like 18 when he lived in Maui.
Huh.
So he would just take me surfing like every weekend while I lived there. And he gave me this like red, I don't even know what kind of board it was. It was a fishtail thruster, like way too big. It was like 6'6", like couldn't even hardly duck dive it when I took it out. Like I was like, I got to get a smaller board for out here because I'm like way too small. I'm like a buck 30, like trying to duck dive this thing. And then me and him just traded boards, and he gave me this little 5'6". It's a yellow board. It's almost like a, it looks like a longboard on the nose, but it's 5'6", maybe probably like 35, 36 liters, but the chest is still really thin. And then throughout it like tapers in, it's bigger in the middle. And so like I can duck dive that thing better, but it's like, he had like ripped the middle fin out of it on the reef, and it's probably had a big gaping hole in the middle of it, but it had, is just set up as a twin.
Yeah.
And dude, that board is like one of them. I still am surfing that board, brought it, flew it all the way.
You brought it home.
Totally. It's got a square tail on the bottom. It just, it, so the first time I dropped in on it, I just ate face because I tried to turn and it turned way too much like a skateboard than I was ready for.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, dude, I got to bring this board home, 'cause it's literally perfect for our little like choppy waist high waves. Like I can just get into anything for some reason.
Yeah. That's great. The volume helps.
Yeah, it does. So
very cool. Very cool. So do you have in this 3-year career in surfing,
very little,
do you have a most memorable wave?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I definitely have a lot of memorable like sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I think honestly that wave when like the first time I dropped in on like a chest ahead high wave, like back that like right before hurricane season,
yeah,
I was telling you about, on that, on Dean's old board, man, on Dean's old board. And it was, that wave has like always been one of the most memorable ones, and I didn't do any turns on it or anything. It was like I just went down the line and just pumped and was like, this was so exhilarating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that one wave, while you may not have done anything, that was the one wave that pushed you over the edge. Like, I want to pursue this. What emotions, what goes through the mind in a situation like that, where you, it's like all things have come together in a small way, but in a big, you know, like what's going through the mind?
Oh man. I think I just jumped off of that wave and I was like, dude, what have I been missing? Like, I was like, why did I never, 'cause for one, I think I saw how quickly I picked it up from having skateboarding. I was like, why did I never start this when I was younger? You know, like what was going on? And, I think, I don't know. I don't even really have words for it. It was more of just like, I came off that wave and I was like, that was the most fun thing I've ever done. And I have to do it again. I can't like, yeah, sure, I'll go skate, but I need to be in the water as much as possible. And so ever since then, that definitely was the kicker for me to just like, and it wasn't even like a conscious decision. It was kind of just like, I just find myself in the water more than I do at the skate park at this point.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. You know, the whole pursuit of that wave, you know, we just had, a bunch of pro surfers come through this past week. Did you go to the movie?
No, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
Reckless Isolation.
Yeah, Reckless Isolation with Chloe Andino and the Colapinto brothers and who else? Ian and Luke and I can't think of all the names. Sorry, guys, if you're listening if you're listening to this. But thanks for your autographs. but, you know, the pursuit of waves. So somebody asked me, how much would it cost to do a boat trip like that in Indonesia? You think of the money that's spent and the time and energy that's spent in pursuit of that one 30-second, 20-second, 15-second, you know, the pursuit of that. But there's something there in the surfer's mind that drives them to get out of bed early, to don a, you know, a 4-3 wetsuit with booties and gloves and a hood, because it seems like we're wanting to repeat that sensation that you felt. And you know, if we're not careful, that could lead to problems.
Yeah.
And I've talked to many surfers who, yeah, man, I lost my job because I surf, you know, and I'm just that pursuit for something to satisfy.
Yeah.
It's so short lived, mm-hmm. but there's a draw there.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself fighting that or, you know.
At this point, no. I think like any, for me at this point, just even 3 years into it, it's like, I'm still just learning and getting to the point now where I can just like cut back on a turn and, mm-hmm. and feel good about it when I do it and just like do a nice little floater and have a fun session. And that's like all I need. And I'm like, I don't feel like it. I'm really chasing that sensation. I feel like I just am like, I know that I'm so much more free than I used to be in so many different ways where mm-hmm. it's like, I just go in the water and I have a good time and there's no pressure for me to perform for anybody. And it's like, I'm just here to have a good time. And I'll, you know, probably at the same time, like I'm probably going to stay out of most people's way and just let them let all the rippers have their waves. And I'm going to try and sit off to the side and just have a good time. Cause it's like, I've spent so much time really competing to be this, that, and the other. And I've only been surfing for 3 years. I don't need nothing like, you know,
right.
It's like, I'm just out here to have a good time. And I mean, I look at it as well. I'm probably not going to be at the skate park till I'm 50, but I might be out here till I'm 50, you know?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Well, that's cool. So skating has been a big part of your life. Yeah. Surfing is maybe that equalizer, that mm-hmm. balancing out where I can have this freedom. But are you still competitively skating or?
Not really. I still have some sponsorships, but I don't really, honestly, I couldn't even, the last time I skated a mini ramp like 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
had a good time, but I just don't even really do much with it. Like for me, it was like, I wasn't really doing contests. With skateboarding, it's like, you're usually like filming video parts and
okay.
stuff. I filmed, I think 3 or 4 video parts, between the time I was like 17 and 21.
Okay. With those sponsors?
Yeah, I had, so I started out skating with Ozzy for a little while, and then Zach over here, shout out to Zach, he hooked me up so much with sponsorships.
Yeah.
He hooked me up with Smith Optics for a little while.
Okay.
DC Skateboarding, it's one that I still have, and then skated for Skull Candy for a little while.
Yeah.
And so those were all like just send in videos, then them send products and okay. shoes. So I got a package from DC maybe it was like the beginning of this year, like February or March.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blown away. I was like, man, I'm like not really doing a whole lot. I told Zach, I was like, man, like I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? And, he was like, dude, just go for it. Like you can still go skate and be good at it.
So. Yeah. What were the name of these videos? They out there on YouTube or?
They're on YouTube. It would just be looking up my name and skateboarding. I don't think there's one, the best video part was probably my esoteric video part,
mm-hmm.
that came out, I believe, early 2019.
Yeah. So for folks listening, they want to check it out. Go ahead and crank those out.
Yeah. It's
Seth Prevatte, Prevatte.
Yep.
And then what are the videos?
It's the esoteric video part, ESOTERIC. That's filmed and edited by a guy named Nate Stout. And I think my buddy Ryan Silliman did some stuff on that as well. But it's on Nate Stout, his YouTube channel. And then there's an Aussie Island, Seth Prevatte Aussie Island video part. I think that was 2015. And, that's also, I believe, on either Nate Stout or Ryan Silliman's YouTube channel.
All right.
And there might have been another one out there. There was a lot of videos we filmed with those guys.
Yeah.
I can't even remember now.
Were those local here or?
They were filmed largely here and then probably Charlotte, Raleigh. There might have been some stuff from Atlanta and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. So just this may be a good segue here to test your surfing not knowledge.
Here we go.
But so this is called Hang 10.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shoot 10 questions at you.
All right.
And some of them are just real simple. Some may require you to talk a little bit longer. But
all right.
So here we go. Hang 10. What is your favorite wax?
Favorite wax, sticky bumps.
Sticky bumps.
Yeah.
There you go. How about post-session eats? Where do you like to go and fill up the tank?
Pose Tavern.
Post Tavern, the chili cheese fries.
Dude, oh my god.
Oh no, cheese bacon.
Yep.
Those are good.
Yep. And the cheese, what's the, I can't even say the word. It's like a, I don't even know what it starts with an A.
The Entremetado burger with the avocado and an egg.
Yes. Anything with avocado on it.
I think it's Entremetado. I used to love reading Poe. Like Edgar Allan Poe, I read a lot of his stuff. Yeah. But yeah.
That or Que Bueno.
Que Bueno.
Que Bueno, mm-hmm. Dollar Tacos, Dollar PBR.
There you go. All right. So what is your go-to website or app when checking for waves?
Oh, man. I immediately go to Surf Checks and then WB Live and then Swell Info when it's working.
Sorry, Swell Info. You got to work on this. So Surf Checks is with checks with an X.
Yeah.
That's a live camera, not just here, but up and down the coast and even some out of the way places.
Yeah.
And then WB Live gives you a report, but you can also do a little forecasting down towards the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you, if you had an hour with one surfer to have a cup of coffee and a conversation with, who would that surfer be?
Dude, I have no idea. That's so funny because I just like don't even pay attention to it that much. Like you could talk about someone.
All right. Hold on. One skater.
Oh, dude.
For 1 hour with a cup of coffee, just talk. Who would be that one skater?
Oh, dude, Jamie Foy, 100%.
Jamie Foy. All right.
Dude, I got to know how to do a frontside crooked grind.
And that's the one thing about skating is some pretty funky names
for
all those maneuvers. For someone that doesn't know skating, and I skated a lot as a kid, but you know, the Pal Peralta, McGill, and Caballero were the ones that I had. I'm looking up on the wall.
Yeah.
And I bought one of them out of the trunk of a car. Who knows where the guy stole it? But I bought it still in plastic wrap, and put a set of old Gullwing trucks on it. We used to skate this one ditch in Maryland. Anyway,
oh my god!
Sorry. So
that's so funny.
So Hoy, is that his name?
Yeah, Christian. Wait, is it
not Christian Hoy? Is that Christian Hoy's son?
Oh, Jamie Foy.
Jamie Foy.
Yeah, that's who. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If I had to choose a surfer, oh dude, I got to choose somebody local. I always just love local people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Jackson, dude.
Chris Jackson.
Trevor Francis. Aussie Island.
No. Maybe we'll get them
the
on
Aussie
here.
Guys, yeah.
There you go. Would you rather surf BSR, Surf Ranch, or the Surf Ranch, Kelly Slater Surf Ranch,
it's
or BSR in Texas?
Oh, dude. I have no idea. BSR, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. If you could take a trip anywhere, where would it be?
Oh, if I could take a trip anywhere.
To surf.
Well, I haven't really done a whole lot of surf trips, but my buddies took a trip to Nova Scotia a couple years ago, and I just heard so many epic things about that trip. One, about how cold it was. Two, about how my friend Steven just won't even, like, get a hotel or an Airbnb. Like, he's just going to figure it out in the car, maybe sleep in the parking lot underneath the car because he doesn't want to spend money stay somewhere. And then they just talked about, one, how cold it was, but two, how it was just like 400 yard rights, like head high the whole way. And it was just beautiful.
Unbelievable.
And I'm like, man, it's Canada, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Goofy Foot or regular?
Regular.
All right. So you would love those 400 yard rights.
Yeah.
That's cool. One board for the rest of your life. You could only choose one board. I know you talked about that twin from Hawaii. Would mm-hmm. would that be the one?
Actually, no. I had, and somebody's going to hate this, but I had a 7-foot foam board Allison shape, like old shape, last summer. And that board was like my go-to, like every single day. And it was so much fun, man. It taught me how to turn finally. Yeah. It taught me how to like actually stay with a wave.
Is that a single fin setup?
It was actually a thruster.
Okay.
But it had just like these black rails. Somebody, I used to work for a moving company mm-hmm. with James.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had this job one time. I think it was over near Mayfair somewhere. And he just had this board sitting in his garage. and it had a big fat ding in the nose.
Yeah.
But it was an old school, like Allison. He was like, does somebody want this board? And I was like, yeah, I want that board. And so I took it home, and me and my roommate just like doctored it up, and we just figured it out and made it look brand new. And for some reason I sold it. And I was like, I had to go to school in Hawaii, and I was like, well, I need money. So, you know, and I was like, but now looking back, I'm like, dude, why did I sell that
board? Yeah.
This is so fun.
That's cool. So Allison boards are shaped here in the Wilmington area by Will Allison, former pro. Have you ever surfed with him or near him?
I've seen him out, yeah.
Yeah, it's poetry.
Dude.
It's poetry. I love watching him surf. Oh, that's sick. Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, low-key Pepsi.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm crazy.
I won't hold it against you. That's cool. So warm water and okay waves, or cold water and consistent waves?
I like cold water and consistent. I like that feeling of being in like a 3-2 or 4-3 with no booties, and it just like feels like you're like really warm, but your feet are kind of cold.
Yeah.
And the waves are really nice. And then, dude, you go home and you just sit back with a cup of coffee at like 6 p.m. and it's like the most, you feel spent, but it's like, this is the best day ever. Like, I don't know why about it. I just love it. So.
Is it like cooler water?
Yeah.
That's cool. No pun intended. Hey, finish this statement. You might be a kook if.
You might be a kook. I have something in my mind, but I don't really know how to put it into words. Me and my buddy used to call them websites as it come down from Raleigh with the wave storms, and we call them weekend wave storm warriors. I don't know how to finish that at the end of a sentence, but we call them websites because you could just tell driving down to the beach where they were coming
from. WWW?
Yeah.
No offense to those of you listening from Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yep, we'll edit this part out. We still love you guys. No, just kidding. No, it's amazing how many people do, though, get their start on that WaveStorm soft top.
So true.
Yeah. For $99, well, not anymore. Costco doesn't sell the WaveStorm.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with being on one. I mean, I saw a James Rippin one during the hurricane swell the other day, but
yeah.
I mean, at the same, yeah. Just leave it at that.
Yeah. No. Totally. Totally cool. But James, he's been evading me for the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
He is the WaveStorm ripper.
Dude, that last swell we had, or two swells ago now.
Yeah.
Or out at South End, and he's just sitting out on the WaveStorm, and just like one, he went past this one guy, and I just heard him say, "Is that your uncle that just went by on the WaveStorm?"
Oh, James taking some heat on this one. That's great.
So funny.
That's great. So, where do you see surfing in your future? How do you see surfing in your life?
One, constantly trying to learn how to not be a kook more and more every day. and yeah, just sitting back and watching other guys. Where I see it is, I definitely don't want to leave the beach. I want to be on the beach somewhere. Specifically, it's like, even though like surfing in Hawaii for a year, it was like, it still didn't, because of just the freedom I experienced and like all my, just being with all my friends, like out at, like, I don't ever surf at Crystal, but just like surfing out like around South End and just anywhere, just being out in this area, like, it's like, man, like there's nothing like it. There's nothing like home, you know? And so there's no place like being here. And so I'll probably end up traveling and moving around a little bit here and there, but I can't stay away from the water.
Got to keep close to the water.
I mean, even before when I skated all the time, it was like, I didn't ever go to the beach until then. And now it's like, I'm just a bum.
What do you do for a living?
I do a few things. I'm a graphic designer, freelance. I work for a company called Zach and Zoe Honey. They're out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I do some product labels and stuff for them, here and there. And then I also just started a job over at Social Coffee recently.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I do kind of a lot of different things. I did, a lot of hard labor for a little while. And then, now I'm doing ministry with, James over at Wrightsville Beach Baptist. That's why I'm able to give him a hard time. Worked for him for years too. And then I'm going to school soon, starting on seminary.
Okay.
Stuff, so
good deal. Yeah. Where are you going to seminary?
I'm going to likely start with a university called Faith University out of Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
Online. And then there's another one called Theos University. There are a couple of different online schools.
Nice.
So yeah.
Nice. Good deal.
Yeah, man.
Good deal. Man, Seth, it has been awesome to hear your story. Keep charging, both on concrete and in the water. Looks like we might have a little swell coming in tomorrow evening into Friday.
I hope so.
Yeah. Is it even named? I think it's just like a low right now, but yeah. It has potential to develop right off of North Carolina somewhere, I think.
I hope so, man.
Yeah, so it should be fun. It should be fun. Maybe we'll see you in the water somewhere.
2 to 3, something like that.
Yeah, so. 2 to 3, eight seconds, 9 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's 2 to 4, I think, tomorrow night.
Okay.
And it drops a little bit and goes offshore Friday morning. So
okay.
get my son there before he has to go to school.
Maybe after work tomorrow night.
Yeah, after work tomorrow and then before school on Friday. Seth, you're doing some biblical studies and whatnot. Have you ever come across surfing or reference to surfing in the Bible anywhere?
Jesus walking on water. That's the only one I got.
That's the one that most people go to. Yeah. Well, so this is kind of the little shtick, the way we close out our program.
Yeah.
I always ask whoever I'm talking to that question. And in the book of Acts, chapter 27, so towards the end of the book, the Apostle Paul is heading under arrest to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big storm.
Yeah.
And the ship that he's in gets busted up. It hits a reef, gets locked onto the reef, starts breaking up. And they say, everybody that can swim on in. And then it says, the ship broke apart. Everybody made it to shore, some on pieces of the ship. And then it says, some on boards.
No way.
So yeah, so you got swimming in, pieces of the ship, and boards. So they make a distinction there between pieces of ship and boards. And maybe they were wave storms. Maybe not, but they all made it in safely. And the scriptures say there's like over 200 people on this ship.
Yeah.
Do you think it's plausible that one or two of them were like, hey, that was actually kind of fun. Let's go try that again.
Well, I know that Paul ended up stuck in a house for 2 years after that. So I don't know how long that would have lasted, but dude, I would like to think so. I would be trying to.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Because, hey,
for sure.
Kids are kids all around, and water is everywhere, and you know they're playing in it somehow, it's even so back crazy. Then.
Funny story. I actually had a Bible teacher my first, like, 5 weeks at YWAM. He told a story about how he went traveling, his first mission trip, somehow he ended up on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
In a similar way, and they actually, same thing, shipwrecked.
No way.
Off a reef. I think it was somewhere like New Zealand or something.
No way.
And literally had to like swim to shore. Like
crazy.
Gnarly stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, I actually lived this. Like, this is this happens to people.
That is nuts. That is nuts. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hope you've enjoyed the show. And don't forget, check out AussieIsland.com. And hey, y'all, we'll talk to you soon.